It's time to head up the Gibb River Road to a community in the middle of it all, despite being away from it all, Coopangarri, or Mount Barnett, and it is the new home for 10-year-old Will. He and his family moved to Coopangarri this year from a country town outside Perth called York. And as well as making new friends in the community, Will is discovering an entirely different world. He's been writing about the experience with a blog called Will in the Kimberley. Hello, Will.
Hello, Vanessa.
What were some of the biggest things that you noticed in your first few weeks at Mount Barnett that were really different from York?
Well, I found that no local sport is very different because back when I was in York, there was a lot of stuff going on. There was footy, cricket in summer, basketball, and I also did karate on every Friday. So that's been a big change for me because I was always pretty used to doing sport.
So what sorts of things are you doing instead after school or on the weekends, Will?
After school, I play with my family and do stuff like basketball or footy or stuff like that. Just do something active, even sometimes a bike ride.
That sounds great. And I guess when you're kicking the footy, it's just with a couple of kids or your family. It's not with the big team that you might be used to in York.
Yeah, it is a big difference. But I guess I was a bit prepared for it because I knew it was going to be in the middle of nowhere, so.
What other things about living in the middle of nowhere are different for you?
It's really okay to the shops. And I'm not talking about, I mean, we're fairly organised with our food. It's not like I'm going hungry a couple of days, but it's just a 6-hour round trip to do the shopping. Is a bit odd for me.
So I guess you have to plan ahead, don't you, with the shopping list and think about what am I going to need and how many things do I need to buy at that same time to last me till the next time we go to Derby?
Well, Mum really does big click and collect. So Dad just drives down to Derby and picks that up every couple of weeks.
And Will, what have you noticed about the bush and the scenery and the wildlife even? Maybe just the weather. What have you noticed about living in the middle of the Kimberley?
It's really cool. Like, there's so much stuff out there and you just wouldn't know it from where I used to be. All the gorges and the mountains and all that stuff is pretty cool.
And speaking of the scenery, I understand that you and your schoolmates have been having swimming lessons, not in the local pool because there is not one. You've been swimming in the Manning River.
Yeah, we've been swimming down at the gorge at the local swimming hole. It was organised by Mr. Jordan, my teacher. He used to actually be in York, but he moved up here to teach up here, and then he used to be a sport teacher, so. And I guess once he found out that they hadn't had one, he wanted to do one.
And so you've been doing your lessons in the river. What was that experience like for you?
It was very different. Because we were only allowed in that first shallow bit, it was really different because Like, most of the time we'd be in the deep a bit, swimming around with diving. Yeah, it was just very new.
And, of course, doing your swimming lessons in the Manning River, not only have you got beautiful surroundings, but then you might be sharing the water with fish or freshwater turtles, maybe freshwater crocodiles.
Some freshwater, some freshies there. Yeah.
And so, Will, how did your team go in the swimming carnival in the river?
Our team went all right. We won a couple of team games, but we didn't win all of them. We we lost to the Warriors.
Was it fun?
They are the Eagles.
Oh yeah, was it a fun day?
It was, yeah, it was really fun. I stayed around when after it ended just to help pack up. And yeah, it was just really, really exciting.
Would have been a big day for the school and the community to all head down to the river for the carnival. Will, did you see the mountain bikes go past last week, or were you at school for the Gibb Mountain Bike Challenge?
We did go to see them on the Gibb. Like, we went out where our school is. Like, there's a school bit there that goes onto the Gibb. We went there and we saw a fair amount of mountain bikers.
Maybe one day you can do that too.
Don't count on it.
Will, I know you have to get ready for school now. Thank you so much for telling me about a little bit of life at Mount Barnett. Thank you.
No worries. Thank you.
We'll talk again, I think. That is Will, 10-year-old Will, who's living at Kubungari, Mount Barnett, on the Gibb River Road, moved at the start of the year, from the town of York, which is outside Perth. And Will also has a blog where he's writing up some of his experiences and also taking photographs as well. It's called Will in the Kimberley. I think we'll be hearing from Will again on ABC Radio.